Hear now the word of God.
Found in the Gospel of John, chapter 18, beginning at verse number 28. John chapter 18, beginning at verse number 28. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the Praetorium. And it was early morning, but they themselves did not go into the Praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said unto him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you." Then Pilate said unto them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." Therefore the Jews said unto him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." That the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die. Then Pilate entered the Praetorium again, called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said unto him, "Are you a king then?" And Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." And Pilate said unto him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said unto them, "I find no fault in him at all. But you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" Then they all cried again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. Amen. Kingdoms in conflict. Kingdoms in conflict. The two kingdoms. Pilate's kingdom. And Jesus' kingdom. The kingdom of this world and the kingdom of another world. The kingdom of this world are built on power, greed, lust, and even lies. Pilate's kingdom was supported by armies, by authority, and by weapons. The Jews have been looking for a king, and they went to Pilate, the Roman governor of the area, on trumped up charges against Jesus. That Jesus might be crucified. And here is Jesus before Pilate. And they ask the Jews, "What accusation do you have against this man?" And they didn't even name the charge. They said, if he had not done something evil, we would not have brought him to you."
So Jesus asked him, are you king of the Jews? And then in that verse 36, he says, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not built on military might. My kingdom is not built on geography. You know, if you're a citizen of a kingdom, you're a citizen of a geographical area. We are citizens of the United States of America. Or if we lived in France, we're citizens of France or Rome or of Italy or whatever the country may be. But Jesus' kingdom is not built on geography. Jesus' kingdom is built on how you live. It's not where you live, but how you live. Jesus is interested in living on the inside. His kingdom. You know, you can't have two kings of the same kingdom. And before he can be king of your life, he's got to dethrone you. He's got to dethrone me. How many know that we are selfish? How many know that we are sinful? Before he can be Lord of our lives, he's got to save our lives. And before he can save our lives, he's got to show us that we are dead in sin. And before he can show us that we are dead in sin, he had to die for us. In the world's kingdom, the world wants you to come and die for its king. But in Jesus' kingdom, he comes to die for you. Look at somebody and say, that's good news right there. In his kingdom, he dies for you. And in the world's kingdom, you got to die for the world's kingdom. The problem for most of us is this. We want Jesus to be our Savior. We just don't want him to be our Lord. Save me from my mess. And let me keep on doing what I've been doing. But when he's Lord, that means you have to change your allegiance. How many of you know when you're in a kingdom, you have to have allegiance to somebody? When you are citizens in the church, we have the flag and the cross. But when you got to be careful where your allegiance is. I love America. But there's no question in my mind where my allegiance really belongs. My allegiance is not ultimately to the flag. My allegiance ultimately is to the cross. How many of you know a country can do wrong? You don't believe me? Just think about slavery. You don't believe me? Just think about some of the racism that we had to put up with. I love my country. Don't misunderstand me. I've been around the world. I've never found any place else that I want to live. But in the long run, my ultimate allegiance is not to the flag. My ultimate allegiance is to the cross of Christ. Because he died for me and he is the Lord of my life. And when you get it confused, then you have that. We all have to deal with that conflict between kingdoms. The kingdom of this world and the kingdom of another world. How many of you like nice stuff? Raise your hands. You know you do. But the question is whether you will sell your soul for nice stuff. How far will you go for the mink? And how far will you go for the house and the car and the jewelry? How far will you go for the stuff? How many of you know in the long run, stuff can't save you and stuff can't give you peace and stuff can't give you joy? But the kingdom of this world can destroy you. But he says, I am not king of this world. I'm from another world. And I came to give you peace and I came to give you joy. I came to be Lord of your life.
world, the text says, they were fighting over who would be king, and they wanted Jesus killed. They wanted Jesus crucified. Jesus says to Pilate, they got it confused. I'm not trying to dethrone you, Pilate. I'm trying to dethrone selfish men. I'm trying to give people a second chance. I came to bear witness to the truth. How many of you know the number one person that we've got to try to help is ourselves? We always see everybody else's sin. Jesus says, I came so you can see your own sin. I came so you can stop kidding yourself. I came so you can stop deceiving yourself into thinking that you're all that in a bag of chips. I came that you might know the truth. The truth is, you might be a millionaire, you still need a Savior. The truth is, you might have a good job, you still need a Savior. Truth is, you might have a Rolex watch and still be lost. I came to sit on the throne of your heart. I'd like to ask you a question. Who's sitting on the throne of your heart? Where is your allegiance? What would you die for? Who would you die for? I mean, some people say, "Well, you know, I'd die for my family." And then next week we divorce. I'd die for her. I'd die for him. 2 weeks, 2 years later, we can't even stand it. Where's your allegiance? Is your allegiance to the flag of this country? Or should our allegiance be to our Savior, Jesus Christ? When you start thinking about the kingdom in conflict, the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God, you're in God's kingdom. Being a citizen in God's kingdom is determined by who you worship. Who do you worship? If you're a citizen of God's kingdom, you worship Christ the Lord. If you're a citizen of this world, you worship power and money and greed and things and yourself and beauty. We worship at the altar of beauty in this country. She's fine today. I just thought I'd throw that in there. He is handsome. A half a day. Be careful where you worship and who you worship and what you worship. We, in his kingdom, we worship Christ Jesus the Lord. He is the Lord of our lives. He is our Savior. He is our way maker. He is our all. He is our healer. He is our all and our all. And we worship him at his kingdom, at his feet. Every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. He is Lord. Who do you worship? Come in talking about, yeah, I worship the Lord. We don't spend any time with him. We don't worship. My allegiance is, people say, my allegiance is to the Lord. But we don't come to worship. My allegiance is to Jesus Christ. But we're just takers and never give anything. My allegiance is to the Lord.
and we're in the devil's army. How are you going to be in allegiance to the Lord and in the devil's army? You never serve anybody but yourself. I saw something happen in service this morning that was wonderful. I saw somebody get up and go hug somebody who was in tears. Don't necessarily know what's going on. Maybe they knew what's going on, or maybe they don't. But they saw someone in tears, and they got up from where they were and excused themselves across the aisle. You know, you're taking your life in your hand when you're in church. You got to go way down the aisle, crossing over people, and might step. You don't know what that sister's going to do or what that brother's going to do. So you're in the Lord's army in church when you go down the aisle. And you know, Mount Olive, we got long aisles. We a short church, but long aisles. You better be prayed up when you do that. And this person went down the aisle. This person was sitting there with her head down, tears, a heart heavy. I don't know what the person said. But I saw that was. Now you most of you know it must have been two women. Because you know a brother ain't gonna get up and do that. And if a brother gets up and can do it, he gonna get up and go hug a woman. The stuff of his kingdom. His kingdom is not built on airplanes and warships. His kingdom is built on service and love and compassion and brotherhood and concern for human beings. His kingdom is built on lives being transformed and heads being lifted up and joy being restored and life being changed. His kingdom is about this Lord of ours who saves to the utmost. Jesus saved. He will pick you up, turn you around, give you a new life, give you a new soul. That's his kingdom. And my allegiance is to his kingdom. My allegiance is to the cross of Christ and not to the flag of America. My hope is built on nothingness. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. When you can come to church and experience love. And you know what? It doesn't always come from up here. I don't know. You know, when you're way down yonder in the valley, you come to church, but sometimes, you know, you might not hear a word the preacher says. You might not even hear the choir and Lord knows the men sing. You can be so messed up, you can't hear nothing. But I bet you she felt love. I bet you the hug meant something. If she looked over and see how many people this person had to cross over to get to her, Christ went all the way to Calvary just to get to you. He had to go through something. She had to cross about five people, making sure she didn't step on their toes. But Christ went to Calvary. He took the insults of those Jewish leaders, and he went all the way to Calvary. He decided that he would not come down, that he would stay right there and die on a cross for sinners like you and me. And all we have to do is say thank you and worship him and show some expressions of love to hurting people every now and then, because we are part of the kingdom of God. Ain't no sense in being a part of the kingdom of God and acting like you're part of the kingdom of the devil. Where's she going? Why don't you sit down? Stumbling all over people. Why don't you turn
to the person next to you and see them suffering. Wow. Two kingdoms in conflict. I hope you'll go out of here today saying, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Though no one goes with me. You know I'm terrible at remembering the words. Still I'll go with him. That may be another song. You thought I was a Democrat. No, I'm a child of the King. I mean, I am a Democrat. I mean, you know a little bit about my history. That, you know, I think you're Republicans. A few. But ultimately, it's not your party. Ultimately, it's your calling. Ultimately. Lord knows I've been in the Democratic Party long enough to know sometimes they get on my last nerve. And sometimes I know they be acting like, especially those who are white in authority in our party, sometimes they be acting like, where you gonna go if you don't come to us? They be acting crazy. I know you wouldn't dare become a Republican. You got to stay here and take it. No, I don't. My allegiance is not to Barack Obama. Ultimately, my allegiance is not to the head of the Democratic Party. My allegiance is to Christ. I mean, if I love President Obama, but if he hadn't been president, reelected, Christ still would be Lord. Christ still would be my Savior. Christ still would be King of Kings. Christ still would be Lord of Lords. Christ still would be my ultimate authority. Christ is my all and my all. You've got to settle this kingdom thing. You got to settle it. You might as well settle it today. He says, my kingdom is not of this world. I want to be Lord of your soul. And if I can get your soul, I ain't worried about who the governor is. Because it's just temporary. You know what? The Lord can work through Republicans too. The Lord can work through Democrats too. And Lord knows sometimes he works better through unchurched folk than he does through church folk. The church folk got to give you a story first. They got to whip you first. Why in the world did you go to college? Why did you have all those kids in the first place? Just shut up and help me. If you're not going to help me, just be quiet and keep on moving.